Yes, we are at Homebuilt, and we're actually at, what do we call this, Charlie? Homebuilt headquarters?
Well, we are at Homebuilders headquarters, and we are on the Homebuilders Haven porch.
Haven porch, okay. Yeah, or landing. There's also a Pope Resnick's landing sign over there, but this is officially the Homebuilders Haven. Okay, we're
correct.
On the south side of the fairly new building here.
Well, yeah, not that new. This has been here at least 10 years.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
But you
did
a big remodel on it or something recently, didn't you?
Well, not so much at this building.
Okay.
Not so much at this building. We've done a complete makeover of the Homebuilt area in the last, 5-6 years.
Yeah, and this is our second year with you on the fly. So we're always seeing new things down here. Tell us a little bit about what the organization's been doing this year to get ready for AirVenture.
Well, after, people forget it's been 24 months since AirVenture. So a lot of building maintenance was done by our volunteers here. You know, when you don't use a building, for more than a year, it can kind of start to fall apart on you. So we had a lot of volunteer labor here early helping us. Basically from July 4th on, we've had volunteers working on this building every day.
Wow. And the complete area, I assume. Now, it looks to me like you didn't take a break. I mean, you did a really good job on putting everything back together, and it looks fantastic.
Yeah, it really looks great. We moved the vendors back in 2019, the Homebuilt vendors, right out here, which is great. It kind of created a central focal point. We added the Homebuilt and Review area, which is just going to start right now with one on the air cam while we do this radio interview. So, yeah, a lot of improvements and more to come, too.
All right, so tell us about some of the exciting things this year that you're featuring.
Well, this year, we always try to pick some really cool aircraft to be down by the Brown Arch, which is still blue on the one side from our 50th year in Oshkosh. The first year was actually blue, and then we painted it brown along the way. But down there, of course, if you didn't see it the first time around, is the Bali Bomber, which is awesome. It's a scaled B-17, a true flying work of art, and a testament to the home building spirit of dreaming it and doing it. So that's always worth a look. I mean, every time I see that, it just blows me away. There's also some other really great looking airplanes down there.
Yeah. One of the cool things about visiting with you in Homebuilt is this is really the creation of EAA right here. I mean, you are the starting point for the organization. And so, we get to visit a lot of people during the week from, Vintage and Homebuilt and Warbirds. But what I like to concentrate on when I get to talk to Homebuilt is some of the real EAA mission stuff and what you guys are doing to support home builders, because, in fact, that's really what the organization was started to do.
Absolutely. Yes. We EAA, obviously Experimental Aircraft Association, was founded in 1953 by Paul Poberesny and about 20 other people on a cold night in January. I always say it's no great surprise that home building really found its place in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, because about 6 months out of the year, you're kind of stuck at home and it's a great activity to do. But it really set the stage for everything you see here today. It always amazes me how much came into being in that first year. We had home building, obviously, was the genesis of it. And out of that, within the first year, came the fly-in in Milwaukee and also chapters. So all three of those things, right out of the gate. And they were all done to support the home builder. Obviously, the fly-in was to get everybody together, show off their aircraft that they'd built. Chapters was a West Coast option of basically another EAA at the time. It was just, it was just a Milwaukee builders group, but then Ray Stitz out in Riverside, California said, we want to do what you're doing in Milwaukee. And Paul was smart enough not to create something new and to embrace it and make chapters. So,
and thus chapter one comes to be.
Yep. And in government advocacy, which is one of the things that we do, and we've just had an issue kind of thrown on our lap. You've probably heard a lot about it, where there was a court case that kind of changed the definition of commercial instruction, and that's kind of throwing everything into
a
tizzy.
It's a hot topic right now.
But we're working through it, and it's just another example of what we do to advocate on behalf of the home builder.
Yeah, and it's just, I consider my dues a donation, but in reality, it's doing a lot of work for the community.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, we haven't raised our dues since the early 90s, and a large part of that is because of, you know, Air Venture, which I always kind of call it's our pancake breakfast on steroids, you know. People forget sometimes it's a fundraiser. And all you had to do was look at last year to to verify that. Okay. But yeah, you know, I mean, it's also a great celebration of flying too. So.
Yeah, and it truly is. And speaking of that, did you bring any kind of numbers in your head with you? I know that every other area is way up this year.
Yeah, we are at 900 amateur builds on the field as of last night. And I wouldn't be surprised if that number is, you know, significantly higher today. I don't have the numbers, but I was looking at a graph that compared all of the home-built camping over the last 5 years, you know, and it's always a bell curve. You know, it starts off slow, ramps up in the middle, and then kind of tapers off to the end. And that the upward slope for this year was significantly larger than any other year.
Yeah, and that's what we're hearing in every venue this year, which is great. And I mean, it looks to me like everyone was ready.
I would say more than ready. We got a lot of pent-up demand here, as they say.
Yeah. Well, and I know that you made some changes to accommodate, you know, COVID. You just didn't know what was going to play out with the regulations and things like that. But if people are listening now and they're thinking of coming to Oshkosh, I would, you know, get in the plane, get in the car, and head over, because it really is back to basically normal.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely.
It looks like a normal event.
Yeah, we had to make some decisions early on. You know, people forget that we've been planning this for more than a year anyway. I mean, you know, we already have ideas in mind of what we're doing 2, 3, 4, 5 years down the road. In fact, we just acquired some ground down to the south to expand and improve the ultralight area, new runway down there. That'll be coming in probably 2 years, I would guess. It'll be operational. So that's really cool. But yeah, we had to make some tough decisions. We had to cancel some of our really big events because we wanted to provide smaller capacities in our indoor thing. So unfortunately, like the Lifetime Member Dinner and the Young Eagles dinner had to be canceled. The concert had to be canceled.
They're not canceled. They're just put on hold till next year.
Yeah, yeah. We're just regrouping for next year on those.
Yeah.
So that was a little disappointing. But by far and away, all the core things are still here, and it's just wonderful to see everybody. I mean, Paul always said, you know, it's the airplanes that bring us together, but it's the people that keep us coming back. And after not seeing a lot of people for 2 years, including yourself, it's just wonderful to catch up with everyone.
Yeah, you know, it's easy to after we, you know, take a year off, basically maybe hesitant or not knowing what to expect. And I would say that we're better than any expectation at this point.
Oh, yeah.
It's fantastic, yeah.
Hey, Jeff, I really do want to also just kind of mention, if you're thinking about building your own aircraft, you know, every day in the workshop area, 8:30 a.m., 1 p.m., we have sessions that will teach you some introductory skills around sheet metal, composites, fabric covering, welding, TIG welding. A lot of great stuff. It's all part of your admission. It's a great way to just, you know, explore this idea of, can I really drive those rivets? Can I really, you know, fabric cover and rib stitch? And they'll teach you that stuff. It's a great opportunity, and it's a lot of fun.
And that's an all-volunteer operation.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. You know, I'm fortunate I get to work year-round for EAA, but the vast majority of what occurs at AirVenture is all driven by our volunteers, and thankfully they came back in droves this year, which is great.
Yeah, that's fantastic. So tell me a little bit, we just got a couple minutes left in the segment here. What should people be looking for the remainder of the event? Special activities, things like that.
Sure. Well, I'd encourage you, we you know, something we started just in 2019 in our home built in review, as I mentioned, we have one going on right now. There's some great sessions. It's usually with the designer of the aircraft. So upcoming, we've got some interesting ones around the one going on right now is the air cam. But then later in the week, we have the the Sky Bolt, the Pit Special. Now, those are both with Bud Davison, one of the aviation riders.
And sure.
Probably everybody's read Bud's work. He's going to do those. He's a tailwheel guy through and through.
We've got a great pit school.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. We've got a really unique aircraft. You know, a lot of people now build from kits, but it's called the JAG 2, and it stands for Jim and Ginger, and it's right out here. It's a twin-engine aircraft, twin Corvair. So there's going to be a Corvair home built interview, and I think that's going to be over there. So he's going to talk about that aircraft. So there's a lot of great stuff going on. Just walking up and down the home built flight line is just wonderful.
You pointed over that way. Is it the low wing twin?
It's the low wing twin pointed to the west.
With the canopy.
Yep.
Oh, very cool.
Kind of looks like a Wing Derringer, if you remember that.
Yeah. Yeah. It looks fast.
Yeah. It's a completely one-off idea. You know, he just did it because he could do it. And in home building, we have the ultimate freedom. If you can dream it, you can build it.
Yeah, it is amazing. So, I wanted to say, thank you for making time in your day to join us. We know how busy you are, Charlie, being the, pretty much the director of chapters and home builds here at EA year-round. And you've done a fantastic job of putting this all together. And you've got a great show lined up for us today, and we appreciate that. We're going to take a break, and then we've got some exciting people to talk to over the next 45 minutes. So don't go away. You're listening to On the Fly. I'm Jay Mongee, and this is EA Radio.